It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota. Well, she definitely got the look. We got Monica in here today and Maynard Meyer filling in for Paul Ramo, who's still out vacationing. And Paul deserves a little time off once in a while, don't you think, Monica?
Yeah, I think so.
But he's coming back a couple of ball games this weekend. You know, Paul, there's ball games.
Oh, he can't miss that.
He can't miss that. So, yeah. So, I hope he's having a good time. Looks like he is out there. So, how are you doing, Monica?
I'm doing good. I kind of just flew in today. Got up a little early, which is a good thing. And I got to do a little shopping in Awesome Madison, going to another favorite store.
That's right.
Odin's.
Yep, checking things out over there.
And, of course, Q92 is one of my top favorites, too.
All right, that's good. Good to have you here.
Yeah.
Say, I like that outfit you got on today. You are kind of flowy and summery.
I kind of flew in with the wind.
Looking great.
Well, thank you. I had a nice gentleman. I visited with a nice gentleman going across the street. We were talking about pickups, too. Isn't it fun when the sun is shining and the wind isn't blowing, so you can kind of just feel like you're not going to blow away?
That's right. Yeah, because if it was really windy in that outfit,
yeah,
you got
the
on
wind
there,
would just take me
you
away.
You would look like a kind of a flag or something there. Yeah, because that's pretty flowy.
Flowy.
Right, very nice. And then you got that that necklace, making a nice statement there. So,
you know,
a lot of bling today. Look at all that,
Maynard. Yeah. You are good. Oh. And how did Maynard know to coordinate with Monica today?
That's right. We did.
We're doing awesome.
Yeah, we look pretty good together.
Fall into fashion.
That's right. Well, what's new at Monica's?
Well, what's new at Monica's is we've gotten a lot of new merchandise that has arrived. And also another thing that's new is I kind of took my vacation room out of the smaller room where people try on clothes to and put it in a main room because the summer, spring merchandise is probably one of my favorite seasons. And then, of course, the fall and winter and, of course, my black and white.
Right.
So it's kind of a different look. You kind of have like a brighter room, and then you have a black and white room, and then you have a sweater room with all my winter sweaters plus shoes. And then the vacation room is always going to be my vacation room, but it's got a lot of fallish things in it. And, of course, in the dressing room, there's a lot of vacation wear in the dressing room. So we've got merchandise, and it's been really, really fun. Plus, I've been getting a lot of denim in, a lot of hats, a lot of jewelry, a lot of bags, and a lot of cute caps. And you know what, Maynard? You better put that on.
I better take a picture of this.
It's so good looking on you.
Do I look pretty good in this hat?
Yeah, I think you could wear it all. Yeah. You know, I really do.
I did have to disconnect it in the back because my head is a little bit too fat to fit in it, but I've been accused of having a big head before.
So I had to show that cap because I got that when I was in Vegas. Was it maybe 2-3 years ago? I don't know. Time flies when you're having fun. But that color, that olive, it just goes with everything.
It does.
And it looks good on most people.
Jeans or a jean jacket?
Yes, it is so fun.
Good with this rust-colored shirt.
I love that with your shirt. And then, so I had to bring in this little black hat for people that are traveling because not only it protects you from the sun, and then I put a little bandana on top of it for just an extra bling. So those people that are going for Harley, what do they call that? In South Dakota.
Sturgis.
Yep. If they're going to go there, stop on into Monica's for some bling because I sure have a lot of it. Yeah. Whether it's in the capris, the jeans, the jewelry, purses, and these fun blingy tops. So what I really kind of wanted to emphasize today is some fallish things, but we still want to embrace summer because guess what? It's still here and we're loving it. But I just want to embrace the denim that's been coming in and the styles. So what is Monica wearing? She is wearing a flowy animal print vest, and I put the pictures on Facebook so you could probably see. And then, if I can lift my leg, I have rip and repair jeans on with the animal print.
Yep.
And then my sandals, they have animal print. And my earrings have animal print. They're pleather. And then, like Maynard said, my statement necklace.
That looks like a big, giant golden diamond or something.
Topaz. And topaz. Why I love this is that's my birthstone.
Okay.
November.
I need a ruby.
Yeah.
for July.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, and so I'm wearing an animal print tank under a lace three-quarter sleeve. And trust me, I don't mind wearing sleeveless. But I thought it looked a little cooler out when I got up. And it was until I'm starting to heat up. And then this flowy vest. Now, this vest is so fun to have in the wardrobe. You can throw it over anything, and it kind of hides the yay in between, you know, so you don't see if you have extra rolls or anything.
That's a good thing, huh?
Yeah, that's a good thing. And you can throw it over a black dress for a statement. Cute. It's right. Just fun, and it's just happens.
It can be formal, it can be informal, yeah, it can be anything you want it to be.
Somebody will look at it and say, oh my God, that's too dressy for me, I can't wear that. Yeah, you can wear it with jeans.
Right.
Everything can be worn with jeans, and it's just fun, and I think it's festive. And see, what else do I got going? I got some bracelets, and I have more of these in. You guys, these are so cool, Maynard. It's magnetic.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And they really fit what I like, because I get fussy about jewelry, is when you put it on, it really fits well around the wrist, and it gives good form. So, and I have bigger wrists, so if it fits me, it would fit a lot of people. And I just think it's cute, because it's got all the neutral colors. Plus, yeah, it's kind of like an off-white cream, and then I also have them in black and gray. Yeah, so I just have a lot
that
of jewelry,
is a
too.
Real variety if I've ever seen it, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Now, so, you got a nice bag there.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about these bags that I have in the store.
You get a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, you can fit a lot. It's called Cargoit, and it's made from repurposed tents. They repurpose tents to make them. And it's got a zipper top. And what I like is you can put your tablet in the side for college or for business. So you can, it's a cushiony spot for your tablet. And I think this is great for travel. And plus you have a shoulder bag. And what everyone likes is a zipper on top. And I just think it's cool.
Those pockets on the outside are nice because you can put your phone or whatever. And then you don't have to be digging down in there trying to find it.
Exactly. Yeah. I just think it's so cute. And the thing of it is it's very handy. Plus brown is a big deal again this fall. So, and it's kind of nice because I like stuff with brown in.
There, we were talking about brown, you know. I've asked the question, you know, can you wear brown and blue together and things? And you always tell me you can. Just kind of tie it together with something neutral. And you can blue and brown and anything can goes together, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I pay attention.
Boy, you've done good.
I do. I listen to the show.
That's awesome. Yeah. And thank you. Take a little break from this talk, from Monica talking, but, this looks a little dusty. thanks to all that are listening to our show, because this is so wonderful. It just makes my day when people come to me in the street, wherever I'm at, and say, Monica, I love listening to your show. And then they come in the store and they say, I love listening to your show.
That's great. Yeah, you get a lot of fans out there.
I do, and that makes me feel so good. So, talking to all the Facebook fans and all the listeners out there, everyone needs to come in and buy one of these bracelets. They're leather.
You got a lot of them there.
And they have bling.
That's nice. That's kind of like the one you're wearing on the blue stone on on your wrist.
Yeah. And so these are just fun and they're festive. I even have an animal print one. And they're fun and they're festive. And I've got a lot of fun bracelets.
You got
a
watch there too.
A little watch, you know, if we want to keep track of time. I'm still old school. I wore a watch forever and then my one link came out. So now I got to figure out how to fix that. But I'm used to wearing something on my wrist.
Yeah, I've kind of got it that way, too, whether it be rings or watches or whatever. Yeah. You kind of got to be balanced out. I've got to have...
Definitely. So, I want to talk about some of these ankle pants. These are the best pants that were created for especially petite women. And most women that come in my shop, you know, you get a few taller ladies, but a lot of them are petite. And this is an ankle jean, and it comes in the cutest color. It's called Auburn. Now, what about this color, Maynard? Isn't this cute?
It is. It's
just
a little different.
Fallish, and you can throw it with animal print. You can throw it with black. You can throw it with gray. It's just really, really cute. It's pull-on, and it's stretchy. And I think that's an awesome, awesome pick.
And what do you say that color is?
Auburn.
Okay, so it's kind of a, how do we describe
it? Like a washed-out rust.
Kind of rust, pinkish,
yeah,
almost
but
a little
it's
bit
so
there.
Cute, yeah. And it's festive, and it's fun.
Right.
I just waved to a cute fashionista, Deb Meyer. She's in and out.
Oh, there she goes. Okay. I was wondering who was going in and out of here.
Yeah. So, and then we've got another ankle pant, denim. It's called a mid-rise ankle jegging. And then that has some navy and some topaz and gray stitching on the bottom, too. How cute is that?
I like that. I like that, the trim around the bottom.
That's yeah, isn't that fun?
That reminds me of the 60s. You know, we always used to have our mothers put stuff around the bottom of our bell bottoms.
You know, isn't that cool? And just so people, when they ask, oh, what's for fall? Well, anything that has embellishments on the bottom or a raw edge. And when I say a raw edge, like this one next, it's cut up in the middle and it's frayed. Right. And that's a total 70s thing.
Some of my jeans look like that, but that was because I walked around there too long.
And you're in style.
I guess so.
You're very in style. And then here's another one that's got just different embellishments, and it's like a silver gray thread and a rusty bottom. But then that's got the raw edge, and this one has a zipper and a button, but they're just cute and they're comfortable.
They are.
And then, drum roll, I have some jeans coming in that are made from... they repurpose plastic bottles.
Wow.
And they look yummy and comfortable. So
and
I'm excited.
They just look like regular denim?
Regular denim. Huh. But they feel really stretchy and comfy. Mm-hmm. And they're repurposed from plastic bottles.
Okay.
Now we got to go to some of these little robes. I call them a robe. They look like a vest.
It's an animal print robe.
Yep. And it has a blingy top underneath it. And I just think that's so fun and festive. Plus, I have plus size jeans that have come in too. And look at how cute this is with the rip and repair with the animal print underneath.
Yep. And then that hat you got up there.
Oh,
wow, look at that.
Yeah, I mean,
you
got screams bling.
Sequins on there. The entire brim is covered with silver sequins. And,
yep. And it's just fun and festive.
Yeah.
And then I have a gray pair of skinny jeans, and people get scared. Uh-oh, skinny. There ain't no skinny in me. Well, these have super stretch, so when you put them on and zip them up, they fit like a glove, and they feel wonderful.
I need super stretch myself these days. So
super stretch is awesome.
Expanding waistbands and belts that are easily adjustable.
That they're, I'm glad you brought that up, because in all these waistbands of all the jeans now, they're putting extra stretch in them. So they're just comfortable.
It's a good thing.
But they had to do it competing with the legging industry.
Yeah.
Because the jean industry went kind of down there for a while, so they had to kind of spruce it up. And then we have an animal print long sleeve. That's called a stretch chalice. And what that means, it's a blouse, but it's got stretch to it. Okay. And normally blouses don't stretch. And then a little vest over it in cream.
That's
I just
nice.
Think that's so cute.
Kind of a neutral color.
Yeah, and you could wear it with gray, or you could wear it with white, or you could wear it with black. And then on the wall, that's a really big deal now. It's a cropped pant, flowy, so you can wear that with your boots this fall. So don't worry about, ladies, if you buy a cropped pant, because you can wear it with your booty. That's huge.
Okay.
So don't stop buying your cropped pants or your ankle pants. Plus, they can be cuffed up. And then I had to bring one of my travel tops, the black and white three-quarter sleeve. That's just great for when people are traveling and they don't know what to take for a wedding or whatever. Because now, this month and September are the hardest months for people to know what to wear to weddings, because it's still hot.
That's right.
They want to dress fallish, but yet they don't. You just don't feel like it. So black and white is still really good.
You know, Monica, we're about out of time here today. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
When's Monica's open over there?
I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook and come on in and see all the new things that I've gotten in.
All right, sounds
good. Falling into fashion at Monica's.
Very good. Well, great working with you, Monica, today.
Thank you. It was fun.
We'll see you again real soon for another Fashion Easter Friday.
Thank you.
Monica Bothan with us this morning here on Q92, another edition of Fashion Easter Friday. You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. One person is dead and a man is in custody after a shooting last night in the town of Renville. J.P. Cola has more.
The Renville County Sheriff's Department says at 10:14 last night, they got a call that a person had been shot at 103 Main Street North in Renville. Law enforcement, EMS, and a North Air Care helicopter were dispatched. When they got there, officers discovered a male suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. Despite life-saving efforts, he was pronounced dead. A 26-year-old man was arrested and is being held in the Renville County Jail pending formal charges. It's believed he and the victim knew each other, and the public is not in danger. No names have been released at this time. I'm J.P. Cola.
Minnesota is close to reaching the governor's goal of having a 70% vaccination rate. As of yesterday, the state is about 33,000 doses away of achieving the milestone. Minnesota's wrestling star Gable Stevenson is bringing home a gold medal. He won gold after defeating his opponent from the country of Georgia this morning for the men's freestyle 125-kilogram wrestling final at the Tokyo Games. It was a hard-fought battle. This is MNN.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
We're in this together, and we will get through this together. The vaccines are tested effective and needed.
Welcome to the clinic. Which arm?
Get your COVID-19 vaccine so we can do this. And this. And this.
We are now boarding flight.
Together again, because we got through it together.
This message sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's a look at your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. A good deal of sunshine in store for today, climbing up to a high of 86 degrees. Then for tonight, turning mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and storms developing, will drop to a low of 69. For your Saturday, still that chance for some showers and storms there, working up to a high of 87 degrees. And into the day on Sunday, just a slight chance for a storm, mid-80s. Monday, back to abundant sunshine with upper 80s for highs. Tuesday, chance for storm will reach a high of 89. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caron, Q92 Country. Right now, 70 degrees.
That's the latest in news and Weather Eye weather here on 92.1 FM, Q92. It's 9:33.
The opening market report from the Linder Farm Network up next year on Q92, brought to you by Helena Chemical Company. For all of your crop input needs, contact your local Helena agronomist.
It's time now for the market update here on the Linder Farm Network. Joining us, Ross Nadwick, Van Aun & Company, Alexandria. Well, Ross, corn near unchanged, soybeans a little higher. What are you following on this Friday morning?
Yeah, just a mixed array of trade here going on here. There's something a little bit for the bulls to bite off and a little bit for the bears to bite off at the same time. So that keeps us trapped in this very narrow range in both corn and beans at this time. USDA did come in and report another private sale here of 131,000 metric sales of soybeans. That is the second private sale announced in the last 2 days here. So that's helping keep beans a little bit supported, as seasonally these markets tend to break down this time of year. We're also getting some estimates coming in for the crop report that's going to be on everybody's minds here working into next Thursday. Linen Associates came in with a projected yield for corn at 176.16 and soybean yields at 49.5. And then this morning, IHS Market Group came with a projection of 176.5 BPA and soybeans at 51.5. So moisture here this weekend, there is some projected here for the upper Midwest. We're hoping we can really grab onto some of that. It's very necessary to finish out some or add some potential to some of these yields. But most of that rain, once again, is looking to work east.
What are you following with livestock markets?
We've seen a pretty good pullback in the futures board here. Again, another seasonal trade, most likely. We have funds manage money many times are watching these trends. They've been buyers recently. Exports have been really good, especially in hogs this past week. But the cattle market did break down here off those highs once again. Boxed beef values, on the other hand, just continue to surge higher here each day. So we're seeing a pretty strong cash trend. Even cash trade as high as 126 yesterday in the north with strong volume. Well, in the south, 121, 122. In hogs, a little bit different story there. We just actually had pork cutout values start to slip a little bit here yesterday and follow through. So that has led to some weakness in the hog board. Right there, we have, again, that demand's been wonderful. But at the same time, we're in a tough time of year to get this market up and going.
That's Ross Nadwick, Van Aun & Company, Alexandria. Chicago Board of Trade, September corn at 554 and three quarters, down 1 cent. December, 553 and a quarter, up a quarter of a cent. And March, up a quarter of a cent. November, soybeans at 1332 and three quarters, up 4 and a quarter. October, soybean meal, 353.30, down 90. October soybean oil at 61.14, up 17. September Chicago wheat, 7.18 and a quarter, up 5 and a half. September oats up 8 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, September and December, both up 10 and a half. September now at 9.15 and a quarter. Live cattle this morning, August at 121.80, down 82. October down 130. August feeder cattle down 70. August lean hogs, 109.02. down 45. October 86.10, now down 105, and December down 70. Well, the Dow Industrial Average is up about 130. This is the Linder Farm Network.
Bernie Paulson here. In all the time I have spent in farm fields, I have not found anything square or straight except a line fence or a township road. So why do you soil sample in a square box? At McPherson Crop Management, we use yield, soil, and elevation maps to determine the smartest sample zone for each one of your fields. Step outside the box. Management zone sampling by McPherson Crop Management. Agronomy, technology, and data management services since 1993. 507-234-2224.
Hertz Farm Management and Real Estate, which has merged with Wingert Realty and Land Services, will be holding a sealed bid land auction on August 19th for 324.98 total acres of farmland available in three parcels located in Deerfield and Meriden Township, Steele County, west of Owatonna. For more information on this high-quality farmland or other upcoming properties, visit hertz.ag or call 507-345-5263. And stay tuned for the latest in farm news and markets on the LFN.
Foliar Nutrition is a cost-effective way to apply essential plant nutrients. It allows you to place them in the right place at the right time. Utilizing our extractor plant analysis system, Helena can create precise recommendations using a wide variety of foliar products to fit your individual needs. Products such as Axolo BMZ, K-Leaf, LMX Sulfur, and Axolo Mix 5. These products provide proper nutrition and help offset seasonal stress to optimize growth and yield. Contact Ted, Rob, and AJ in Canby or Ron in Clear Lake to create your foliar nutrient program.
This update on the markets has been brought to you by Helena Chemical Company. Nothing delivers like Coron. Contact your local Helena agronomist.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984, Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.